Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew and our fabulous DM. Let's take it around the woods.
Rich playing Theo.
Howard playing Toluga.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
You motherfucker.
I know. I knew this was going to be one of those ones.
How dare you dangle Ivy in front of us?
Sorry. Here's the thing, the way this game works. If you love something, I then know I can use it to hurt your feelings.
You don't know I love it yet.
You all love Ivy.
How hard did Ivy hit?
Ivy is rocking a pretty cool little stat block right now.
It would have made the fight a lot worse.
That legitimately not only changed the fight, but like changed the nature of this whole thing, because I was not going to reveal that for a while. But you not only used your full turn to get to her, you then used your anointing oil to give yourself like a glimpse into it, which gave her just enough time to warn you of what the hell was going on. I will let you know that her multi-attack is 6 hits, which would have been fucking brutal if you hadn't done anything.
Yeah, I would have been dead. I would have died.
Yeah, like full dead.
Yeah.
Were they just going to try to turn me into a plant zombie?
Yeah, maybe. I was going to probably try to just
take a vine up Kloika and puppeteer him around.
Yeah, it was going to get, I don't want to say like real evil dead in here, but it would be pretty fucking bad. It wouldn't have been great. I have so many like plant stat blocks. I didn't like that Ivy was kind of like a weird loose end in the south. It's like the one thing you guys would have had, like, didn't really totally wrap up. You didn't really have time to go talk to her after everything in Tidagol. And it got my brain really kicking around with like, what can we do with that? And I was going through all my notes and I was like, oh, I established that there was once a Barstuck demon in these forests. Yeah. So,
well, now we got to establish whether the Barstuck demon is in Mad Max land.
Yeah. So now it's demons on the north
in the woods
and the south.
Well, he could have went to Magria
to vacation.
That's where all the demon lords are, right?
Magria. I will say there are demon lords all across Iona.
Right. But I'm saying that's
the majority of them you know of. Yeah.
So they're having like he could have left, right now, went there, didn't like it, and was like, I'm going back to my woods. And then, you know, or he was just hibernating and then he was like, you know what?
The wet's back. Time to stretch out the
limbs. Yeah, I mean, you will definitely find out why he was awoken as we kind of keep progressing through this little arc. But fucking, you guys crushed that combat. Jesus Christ, you guys are scary.
Yeah, totally.
Let me tell you.
I'm so sorry.
I don't mean
that
to be bitter. It's just
like a motherfucker.
This is right after the, was it, 5 turns of me being down in our other campaign.
I know. I'm sorry. It just, you know, you were just in such a, it was like you were in a perfect spot to do this cool AoE bomb, but then also in the perfect spot for me to fucking wail on you with like plants.
You got your ass whomped.
The slam attack did 3d6 plus 5 bludgeoning damage.
So you almost rolled max on both of those.
Yeah.
Because it was 14, 17.
Yeah, the average was 15. So you were kind of like in that range, basically. The rock was actually more, but he can only throw one at a time instead of doing a couple of them. The rock was 3d10 plus 5. With an average of 21.
Jesus.
If we were level 6, I just want to say,
I would have more health. I would have lived.
Yes. I would have hit that 27. I would have hit because I just needed one more.
Yep.
I will also say, I didn't actually use this feature on the Treant just because it was Glebnor doing it. And It wasn't going to do anything to you, kind of. It had a trait called Acidic Tears, where it splashed acid on you, but you resist it. I was kind of really, this thing is a challenge rating 6. So like it by itself, it could have been enough to like fight all of you. And I also threw a bunch of ads on the field as well. So I kind of just nixed that one little trade for that. But you were the only one that was hit it within 5 feet.
Wasn't enough for Theo. Was it more than enough for me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
When you said there was corpses in the bramble, me and him locked eyes and were like, fuck.
I thought it was the Bullywugs.
We had the same thought.
Yeah.
The Briar children.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think Briar.
Because I thought because they got Ivy, I was like, the only logical thing in my mind was that the Briar children were in the bushes.
Ryan would make us kill children.
No, they were already dead.
Yeah, something else killed them.
We kill the dead children.
No, I want it to be because you guys knew that like the Krizik worshippers had like chased you guys into the Underdark, but then they lost you and you guys hit the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they had to go back.
I love that because we were in the Underdark for
a week.
A week.
Yep.
So they set up shop in our now defunct town and got what was coming to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
good, fuck them.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's just like, this is kind of, it's, I kind of like the idea that like nature doesn't give a shit. Like, yeah. It is like just this kind of force against people that you have, or like, this thing is coming for blood and it doesn't really care who at this point.
It was getting revenge for Fenric.
It was kind of getting revenge for the Grove. I mean, you got to remember, Tidogul was like a source of druidic magic that got destroyed. Yeah. So, and I also, I was thinking too, I was listening back to some of the episodes with Ivy, and Ivy, as she guys sent you guys off, was like, you have to protect the Grove. You like have to protect the forest. And these are, this is kind of the fallout of everything that happened there and how it affected nature. That was kind of my way of kind of building this little,
I mean, we did try to protect
mini
it.
Thing.
I don't like we, did, we did do what we could.
I don't like Ryan twisting our arm to help Krizik.
I mean, we aren't helping Krizik.
It's, I wanted to put you
we
in a...
We are in a roundabout way.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it would kill us too. It just doesn't care.
Yeah. I know. Because that's like the real kind of moral conundrum you guys are in. Because you could be as bad as Krizik and let this whole village go down, and then Krizik loses thousands of followers.
But we would never do that.
But you wouldn't do
because
it.
We're better than Krizik. Because
you're better than Krizik.
By a country mile.
So... I have unfortunately, yes, twisted your arm into being a situation where it's like, do you save civilians even though it might hurt you in the long run? So.
It won't, though.
No, that's right.
It won't, because they'll see our actions.
Yeah.
And actions speak louder than clouds.
Listen, if we're making a god, we're going to make a good one. And this is how you do it. You gotta fucking, you know, really grind it out.
I mean, feels like a specter of death out there.
Yeah, pretty much. Super scary. Hate fighting you. Don't like it at all.
I'm like an avatar of dying.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. You really went out like a fucking champ, though. That, like, bomb of AoE attacks did, yeah. Like, it cut all of the shrub's health in half, pretty much. And then the tree took a good little chunk there, so.
I mean, that's all I got at the moment.
Yeah.
Because we already talked about it.
Yeah.
I could take a full action to do both claws, and then that would be my turn. But I figured I got Ivy removed from the fight. I'm just going to,
honestly,
like, AoE and see a prey.
I know you got, like, fucking cratered, but, like, your turns were a huge impact on how not only the fight went, but how, like, the rest of this arc's going to go. Because you're going to the forest knowing what you're going up against, which wouldn't have been the case otherwise. So, great fucking job, boys.
You say that like we're going to prepare.
I know.
I mean, I might try to find a book on it.
That is true. Yeah, I mean.
How much time are we going to spend at the library?
I could read it on the way. It's a long travel. We got to go over a mountain.
It's true.
Yeah.
Unless.
What?
We go back through the Underdark.
But that won't spit us at the, that'll put us in Tidogul.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll, behind the enemy. And flank them. Flank the ass.
Yeah, but it would take us.
Take you way longer.
Yeah.
If you go to the Underdark, we're at least spending a week.
Because you don't know if it's over the mountain. Because you know that the mountain is now covered in kudzu vine. So it's up to you. I'll let you know. Just it'll take you way longer to go that route.
All right.
Not that I don't want to go back into the fucking Underdark.
Pick up Bouncicles on the way. Come with us.
It took us like 2 days from Tidogul to get to like the forest.
That's true.
And then a week in the Underdark was probably, it's probably just going to be like 4 days. So that's six
urchin.
Days.
I can get through it in half the speed.
I mean, I'm also urchin.
Yeah.
I just, I don't pay attention as much as I know.
Boat, Mark.
The thing is also, if you go through the Underdark, then I get to attack that wall with no defenses from you guys for 6 days.
Fair.
I'm just saying. I love you guys. I don't want to fuck you in by making you go the wrong
way.
We are
now an active target for whoever's controlling them. So we can now be live bait.
Yeah.
True. We're bringing Malva with us.
We're going to bring someone.
We need someone.
I'm also going to spread out these fire jars now.
Ooh.
What?
What?
We got to go down to Yurg. Booby trap the fucking whole road.
Oh, so if they were to... Okay, yeah, that's something you'd
do. You set it up that he is lousy with booby traps.
He loves them.
I love the boobies.
Same. So, yeah, we can enlist him to put a, you know, affect their movement into town while we bring the fight to them.
But I thought Yurg didn't want to be known. If we do that, he's going to be in the light of day. Like, people are going to know Yurg's the trap guy.
Well, no, if we take the traps and then I set them up, it'll look like I did it.
Okay.
And plus then we can draw Bleebly on it and yeah.
Yep. How long are we going to
You've been saved to do by Bleebly.
That sounds like a day's work.
No, it does. We have to talk to the
What's the difference between cracking an egg and opening a bear trap?
We got to talk to that what's it called? The Stone Grip Council or whatever, just to be like, "Hey, look what we did."
You're welcome.
We're going to go solve the problem.
Nancy. We're going to go solve the problem now.
We know what the problem is. It is what was the demon again?
Is a Barstuck demon.
Barstuck demon.
Yeah.
And just ask for information about it.
Yeah.
Do you have any pamphlets on Barstock demons?
Well, it's more like
I love you assume everyone in the world has a pamphlet on any information you need.
It's a great way to convey information.
You guys do that.
It's more like go to an archive, see if they have books on demons, and see if there's like.
Yeah. Do you have demon microfiche?
So, question for you, which maybe you can't answer right now or something, but I know that there is Krizik worshippers and Allfather worshippers in this town. Mm-hmm. Are there other religions?
Yeah, there's like a smattering of like random people.
Well, you said there was a
would there have been like the religion that Fenric
the nature.
You said
there was an offering at the shrine.
Yeah, that was from Fenric himself. Okay. But I'll let you if you want to like kind of ask around, you can totally look for someone that might have
thinking if we have someone who, you know, worships like the forest or whatever, they may be able
they
to
might know.
Like, yeah. You know, I've heard anything, we can probably use that for
totally
look for a book, which is not a bad idea either. But, you know, if we split up or something, I don't think we're going to get attacked. I mean, he might attack us. Who knows? But if we split up and search certain areas to get information, it'll take us less time to do that. And then you look for a book, you can go with him or something else. I can go look for Fenric's religion. I can start flashing that symbol that I have from his whole thing and just kind of try and find out information. And then
I think your best course of action is to get into the basement, get Yurg to give you a shitload of traps, and then we enlist the kitchen help to help you set it up.
I mean, we can do that, and then you can go look for
the
religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you guys,
we won't be able to set up the traps as quickly as you.
Yeah, it's definitely smart to, before you guys basically chase Ivy into this like vine forest, to like do some prep.
We're going to fortify the town.
I'm not going to fuck you guys because you spend a day being smart. That's not how I typically DM.
Yeah.
Except for that one time we rested so we would have the health to fight the Stormcaller. So you killed Fenric.
Yeah.
And good old
and
Tim Horton.
And Timmy Horton. I
mean, unfortunately.
What was his actual name?
Drogno.
Yeah.
Drogno, if you had skipped that long rest, you may have been able to save Drogno, but you would have been fucked to go into the fight.
Yeah.
But Fenric was unfortunately marked to die because I'm a bastard.
Piece of shit.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well, now we got to try and find the Briar children when we get over there.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, we'll do a cardboard box trip and I'll put a fish taco.
They do like fish tacos.
Didn't we try that? Not on them, but didn't we try that?
That was with the squirrel.
Oh, yep. Fuck the squirrel. You son of a bitch.
What?
It's gonna pull the strings on this whole thing.
It's going to come back.
This is how he brings back the squirrel. It's going to be an army of squirrels that we fight before we fight the demon.
Oh, my God. Theo, you might have to give up Lance.
I'm not giving up Lance.
Why?
If we find Fenric's fucking six-legged donkey.
His big capybara monster?
Yeah. Oh,
that's true.
Because that was in the forest last we've heard.
Why not have two mounts? One for each leg?
stands on like he's water skiing.
Man, the paintings of Theo are fucking weird.
Well, who knows what you'll find in
fucking
my duck
son of a bitch. The squirrels come back.
He's so salty that we ran over all his fucking swamp
woke
traps.
Up a demon.
I hold grudges.
No, I'm just, you know, I'm like a fun DM, but I'm also a fucking bastard DM. Anything you care about, I'm going to fucking twist my knives.
Oh, cool.
In.
We didn't care about the squirrel, so we don't have to worry.
Yeah. I know what it is. For the squirrels, I care about the squirrel fight. I made it. We didn't have time for it. It wouldn't have worked thematically. It completely would have ruined the like energy I was making. But my little DM brain was like, but they're squirrels. They're so stupid. Where can I put them?
Give me the snacks.
Give me the fucking snacks. It's going to come for you, taco bag.
Well, it's going to open it up and it's going to be met with Cobbler punching it in the fucking face.
Yeah, his new arm.
I'm gonna. Well, it might be Geodude after this.
Yeah, we have a taco watchdog now.
Well, now I have to ask, like, listen, man, I need your finest granite. Your finest cuts of stone for my boy. Well, if we ask
Stankly, whatever his name is, he's so just
Stankly? Stankly.
I mean, it's just as stupid as Stankly.
What is it?
I literally just closed down the sheet.
It's Stankly.
It's not Stankly. I think it's Staggly. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, sorry.
I know it's not that much better. You can call him Stankly. It's funny.
No. It is Staggly.
It's Staggly? Okay. Yeah.
If we ask Staggly, I mean, we gave him tacos.
Or we just make Cobbler invisible and let him devour the Krizik statue.
Could do that. But I kind of want to still stay on good terms with Nancine at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Nancine won't know it's us.
But I mean, it was there. We showed up, and now it's gone.
She technically, she probably knows.
Staggly's got us. We'll just be like, hey, we solved your fucking bush problem. Can we get some granite?
We protected your fucking town.
Well, you guys did a great job. Very proud of you. Crushed the combat as always. Mark, take us out.
As always, folks, it's been 30 episodes now, right?
I think it was 30, right?
Yeah, I hope you've been with us the whole time.
Big 30, all right.
If you're just tuning in now, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
This is serialized. Please go back and listen from the beginning, and you'll understand what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, please rate, review, subscribe.
Smash that fucking like button.
Tell y'all your friends, we're trying to save this house. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.